And we're back. This is Maxwell Lucas coming to you live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, sitting in this segment from Mary Charlotte. And joining me this Friday morning is Man About Town, Robert Knott. He's with us as he is many Fridays, speaking of the arts. Good morning, Robert.
What do you mean, Man About Town? What's that mean?
That's Man About Town.
Are you mad or man?
He's mad about town.
I like that. That's even better.
We're here to tell you all about what's coming up this weekend. Robert, what's going on?
I got to say all that stuff today. Where do you want to start with? Almost Adults. There's a show, Aaron Levitman's collection of one acts dealing with the gay, trans, lesbian lifestyle and the problems, challenges, and success stories. That opens this weekend at Warehouse 21 on Paseo de Peralta over there by the rail yard. There's a gala tonight, which means it's more expensive, which is what galas are. The show runs through September 27th, which I guess is next weekend. There's a phone number you can call. It's 800-838-3006. Mary Charlotte used to say to me, don't say phone numbers because people don't write them down. What do you think?
Well, you never know who's holding a pen.
But you need a piece of paper, too.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I'm imagining people out there in the world, over their coffee, diligently taking down these numbers.
Well, if you have a napkin. Do you ever put things on a napkin and then you lose the napkin, or you wipe some mustard off and then you can't find the phone number?
Daily.
Yeah.
Speaking of phone numbers, if you're out there and you're dying to write another number for Santa Fe Pro Musica, they're kicking off their chamber music series tonight at the Lenzic. There's a program including Beethoven, Lieberman, and Brahms. It is the season opening tonight at 7:30 at the Lenzic. If you want to know more, you can call Santa Fe Pro Musica at, wait for it, 988-4640, or the Lenzic box office at 988-1234.
Nice. Let me see, there's a flamenco show tonight at the Maria Benitez Cabaret, the Lodge of Santa Fe on St. Francis Drive. It's a Spanish Danzart Society presentation with Estefania Ramirez, 8 o'clock, Wednesday through Saturdays through mid-October. You got to pay to get in. We don't mention the prices on KSFR unless we're asking you for money, which we'll get to in a couple of weeks here, by the way. Call 988-1234. That's the Lenzic. They got information on just about everything. I wonder if you would call the Lenzic one day thinking that they have the answers to every possible box office question, and then they're like, we're not handling that. I wonder what would happen.
I've never experienced that, although there's only one way to find out. The number for the Lenzic is, again, 988-1234.
We could call it right now live and see what happens.
I would be curious.
Uh-huh. But they're not open yet, are they?
I doubt it.
We're barely open, you and me.
They had a late night last night, I'm sure.
Hmm.
Let's see. For all wannabe breakdancers, Warehouse 21 tonight is having a workshop for B-boys and B-girls. Tyrone Allen Friends will be teaching breakdancing moves. It's at 5 o'clock. It's free. It's at Warehouse. If they would let me in, I would definitely be there.
Now, wait a minute. What's this nickname, B-girl, B-boy? What's that mean? Break? Breaking? Breakdancing?
I've never really been clear on that, to be totally.
Do you remember those old 1940s movies where they were like B-girls that would be like, they were like, not prostitutes, but they would say, you know, they're playing B-girls. And were they like bar girls?
Good question.
You know, they were like, you know, girls like, what's her name? Joan Blondell and Gloria, what's her name, at Warner Brothers. I can't remember any of those names myself. I can't remember B-girl.
If you're out there and you know the etymology of B-boys and B-girls, give us a call at the studio, 428-1382.
Wait a minute, etymology, isn't that about ants and insects?
That would be the entomology.
See that? That's why I come on the show, to get my grammar corrected. Hey, tonight there's a really interesting documentary at 6 o'clock at the CCA, and I wrote about it earlier this week in the paper. Luke Gox, L-U-K-A-C-S, he put together this little one-hour documentary about a guy named Lieutenant Colonel William Edwin Dyess, D-Y-E-S-S. He was a really fascinating guy during World War II who was involved in aerial engagements against the Japanese in the Philippines, later became a ground commander, took part in the Bataan Death March, which here in New Mexico we know a lot about because many of our soldiers from New Mexico took part in that sort of horrendous journey. And then he orchestrated a prison camp escape that's really not very well known. It's not at all like that old movie with Steve McQueen called The Great Escape. I saw the documentary. I wrote about it earlier this week. It's at CCA. It's worth going to. He'll be there to talk about it. He's trying to bring attention to you know, this guy, Dias, and also the Baton Death March. 982-1338, really worth seeing. Again, roughly an hour long, 6 o'clock CCA. There will be a panel discussion, a Q&A. Not very expensive to get in, and for active and retired military, it's half the price of what it takes to get in. And again, we can't give you those prices. That's not how KSFR works. Check out ccasantafe.org.
That's very cool. Anytime the director is there, it's like a movie-going experience plus one.
Yeah, and it's a good movie. I saw it. I mean, it could be awkward if the movie wasn't good, and then you like want to leave, and the director's sitting there waiting for you to ask him questions. But this is not the case. It's a good little one-hour documentary.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is not one of those.
All right. Are we done? What time is it?
Yeah, let's get out of here. What do you say?
I want to know why there's not like more like time checks and weather on this program. Mayor Charlotte never gives me a straight answer.
The weather? The weather today is beautiful and sunny. It's sunny and 70 degrees. Another beautiful day in Santa Fe.
She says this all the time. She looks out the window and says, people can look out the window. But I think you're driving your car sometimes. People want to hear, later tonight we're going to have showers. But
later tonight, I imagine it'll be another beautiful day in New Mexico.
Okay. Let's say you want to go dancing tonight. You want to hear some of the groups playing?
Yeah, what do we got here? I'm looking at Brian Wingard is a jazz saxophone player. He's playing at Omira Grill, of all places.
That's right.
If you want to eat your fill of Brazilian meats and see a swinging saxophonist, check out Brian Wingard from 6 to 9 for free at Omira Grill.
Which is on St. Francis Drive, in case you're wondering. Paso Tiempo is a really good listing of all the clubs and venues that have music. It's on page 65 today at Paso Tiempo, the arts magazine of the Santa Fe New Mexican. At El Farol tonight on Canyon Road is the CNS Rock Show with Don Curry, Pete Springer, Ron Chowder. I go dance to those guys sometimes, 9 o'clock to closing. You can check out J-Boy Adams and Zenobia, who has a great voice, at 8:30 tonight at the Cowgirl, no cover. El Farol, you have to call for the cover. At Evangelos, they have some DJ-driven beats at 9 o'clock to close. You got to call for cover. And finally, let me plug the Night Train Blues Band at 8 o'clock at La Fonda, no cover. And there's a lot more opportunities to hear music, sometimes dance, sometimes just sit back and enjoy a glass of wine or a beer or a bar fight while there's music playing in the background. Check out the Paso Tiempo.
Let's not forget David Geist at Pronzo Grill at 6 p.m. tonight. And let's see, Top 40 Hits at Skylight starting at 9.
That's right. Yeah, they got some DJs. And some VDJs.
Let's see. Speaking of music, this weekend is the AHA Festival.
What is that?
It's the Santa Fe Progressive Arts Festival. And let's see. We got 3 days of live music and art, and it looks like it's a good lineup. That starts tomorrow.
Where at?
It's in the rail yard.
Like outside, or you don't know?
Let's see. It looks like it's in various places. But starting tomorrow... No, starting tonight, I'm sorry. Starting tonight at 8 p.m. at Molly's Kitchen, there is the first event, and going tomorrow and Sunday.
Cool, Molly's Kitchen. That's not in the rail yard, though, right?
No, Molly's is over on St. Mike's.
Right, off St. Michael's there. Okay, Friends of the Santa Fe Library are having a book sale. People think nobody's reading, but you should read. You want to get a book sale? Noon to 4 p.m. Where? The Santa Fe Library. Where's that? It's downtown, Washington Avenue. If you're visiting, you can go walk in there. It's free. It's in the Southwest Room, which is downstairs. That's a really cool room where they have all these books of Southwestern history and novels. You can't take them out, meaning you can't, what do you call it when you get a library card and you take it home? Is that a lease? Is that a...
A loan.
A lien? No, I've got a lien against my house, and I'm usually in it alone. But so you can't loan those books out of the Southwest Room, but you can sit there and read them, and I like to do that. But that's where the sale of the Santa Fe Library book sale is, noon to 4 Saturday. That's a pretty cool thing. It's like a garage sale, except there's no garage.
All right. If you're into books, it's also tomorrow the Radius Books Artist Weekend.
That's right.
Which brings together over 50 international and local artists, writers, and curators for a book signing, and a mass sale. That's 5 to 8 tomorrow at Radius Books on East Palace Avenue.
And Michael Abedemarco wrote a really nice big piece with some great photos in the Paso Tiempo, page 46. There's more information about Radius Books, who they are, and what this is all about. What's it all about? Radius Books. How about Andy Kingston Trio? Did you mention them?
I haven't yet, but I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, now if you give me the time and the place.
That means I'm mentioning it. I'm asking if you're. He says, I will if you give me the time. It's the Hyatt Note on Water Street. They're playing from 8 p.m. on Saturday. You got to pay to get in. It's R&B infused jazz. And once again, you want to sit back and listen to some music? You got it.
Now, the High Note, this is a new venue for us around here.
Yeah, I haven't been there. Have you?
Not yet, but I hear good things. This is where the Den used to be on Water Street.
Ah, okay. Now I know where it is.
And Andy Kingston is a friend and a hero and the fastest piano in the West.
So that's that'd be like a cool jazz club, wouldn't it?
That's the idea.
Yeah, that would be a really cool downstairs sort of down. I mean, you love those sort of little places in cities. We need something like that.
And this is now's our chance. So. We'll go by and check it out and see what we can drum up.
Hey, do you like birds?
Love birds.
But not in that movie with Hitchcock where they attack, right?
I'd prefer it if they wouldn't.
Good. Anyway, so hopefully that won't happen. Like, you won't go into an Alfred Hitchcock movie if you go to the Randall Davey Audubon Center Bird Walk. And that's Saturday morning. I've done this. It's great. Experienced birders take you on the trails. You think, oh, I'm not too interested in birds. You're trying to get your coffee. Maybe there's a pretty girl on a trail that you're paying attention to. But they pull out off these, like, red rose robins and bluebird babies and stuff like that. I'm making up these names as I go along, as usual. But I have been on the tour, and it's really cool. Saturday mornings, it's free as weather permits, which is why we should have a weather report here. Upper Canyon Road, just take Canyon Road all the way up. If you're out of town or you don't know where you're going, Canyon Road you can find. You can't walk it. It's way too far. But you can drive to the end of Canyon Road, pull into the parking lot, bird walk at Randall Davey Audubon Center. They have a great education program. It is free tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
And so you're telling me that if I don't know anything about birds but would like to, I can go up to the Audubon Center tomorrow morning and they'll...
Yeah, they'll teach you everything. They'll take you around. They'll show you how to look for them. They'll tell you about who the birds are. They'll give you binoculars. I think you should probably bring your own binoculars, but they might have some extra pairs. I can't remember. I think the time I went up there, I didn't have any, and they gave me... The guide shared them. Like, here, look. You know, so...
That's way cool. I had no idea.
Here's another thing, since I'm on that topic. The Lenora Curtin Wetland Preserve is open tomorrow from 9 to noon. I've also gone out there. It's off the frontage road off I-25. Same thing. It's a 35-acre nature preserve. A nice little walk for an hour or so. You can go Saturday. You can go 1 to 4 Sunday, 9 to noon Saturday. Check out Santa Fe BotanicalGarden.org. Or here's another one of those phone numbers. Now that you have your napkin and your pen ready. 471-9103. I forgot to do the area code. Otherwise, the jingle bells would have worked.
Robert, do you like
yes.
comic books?
Oh, yes. I got a whole collection of Archie comic books from the old days.
Did you know Big Adventure Comics is the only comic book shop in the state? Big Adventure Comics on Cerritos Road is claiming to be the only exclusively comic book bookstore in the state. And tomorrow from 1 to 4, they're having a artist book signing with local artist Andy Kuhn, who will be signing copies of his new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic.
I know who Andy is, and I think it's amazing. They're the only comic book store in the whole state, huh?
That's what I hear. Yeah. I have it on good authority.
Probably some of the others sell, like, graphic zines and also, like, you know, CDs and stuff, so that's probably why they're so exclusive. But that's great. It's a cool little place over on Cerritos Road, not far from, what's it called, the big store, Whole Foods? Yeah.
The biggest store in town.
All right. What do you know about the Santa Fe Renaissance Fair?
Not much. If you could tell me anything, I would know more than I do now.
It's set in medieval days, when men were men and women were glad of it, and basically people dress up in olden costumes, and they grab they get chariots and lances and knives and stuff, and they play lutes and stuff like that, and they do dancing from like the medieval. When was medieval days? What would you say? Help me out with that stuff.
A few hundred to. Hundreds of years ago.
That's great. You can tell you and I went to history class here in the state. So back in let's say the 1400s for the sake of getting on with this argument. So there's going to be like recreations of medieval combat. There's going to be music, dancing, food, drink. It's medieval days. The kids will love it. There'll be clowns and probably jesters. And go out to Rancho de los Colondrinas on Los Pinos Road, which is a great living history museum. You can Google them and you can call. And from 10 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, seniors have to pay a certain price. It's not too expensive. And then ages 12 and under are free. So there's general admission. Seniors and teens are a little cheaper. And ages 12 and under, no charge. 471-2261 again, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6. Head on out there for historical hijinks.
And this, if I'm interested in drinking mead, this is probably the event of the year, isn't it?
I would think so. Who knows? I don't know. I wonder if they have like old medieval ale out there. They probably don't sell alcohol, but you never know.
You never know. They had to get through those medieval times somehow.
I know it. In those days, people lived to like 45 because they were hacking off each other's arms.
Let's see. If you're interested in the finer things, and you're out in Pecos and Roe, want to get out of the city center here, the Pecos Studio Art Tour is happening tomorrow and Sunday from 10 to 5. And this is the Pecos Valley, who has a wonderful history and a natural beauty, is opening its doors, or its artists are opening their doors to the public. If you want to know more, you can write down this phone number, 505-603-1214, or you can go to PecosStudioTour.com.
And if you're going to go to Pecos, they also have that great Civil War in the West fan tour out at the Pecos National Historical Park. You get a two-hour tour of the Battle of Glorieta Pass, which took place in back in the 1860s sometimes. I know that Civil War was in those days, so it must have been then. Anyway, there was nothing civil about the war, but it was one of the most westernly designated battles of that clash between the Union and the Confederacy. That's 1:30 p.m. weekly. There's an entrance fee that's really inexpensive. You call for reservations. Here goes one of those phone numbers. You got to call for reservations, 505-757-7241. Again, it's in the Pecos National Historical Park, Saturday and Sunday. It is the Civil War on the West Van Tour. They'd probably fire me after one day, because what I would do is I'd hire actors to play, like, Civil War zombies, and then I have the van breakdown. I pretend like the van broke down, kids. What do we do? And then the zombies would come out of the ground. It'd be a really good tour, but I'd be unemployed after one day.
It would boost admission, though. I guarantee it.
It probably would. Which reminds me, Halloween's not far away, is it?
It's rapidly approaching. I need to work out my costume.
What are you gonna do?
I think we're doing a Muppets party.
The Muppets are still cool and relevant.
I think they're cool because they're not relevant.
And which Muppet are you going
to
be?
I'm trying to work that out. I'm thinking Gonzo, but I haven't...
There's something about the way you're acting this morning that is very Gonzo-like. I would really be delighted about that if you were Gonzo.
You're not the first one that's told me that today.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. On a historical cultural note, tomorrow Saturday at 10 in the morning, Native art scholar Bruce Bernstein and bead worker Terry Greaves will be giving a talk and demonstration at the Wheelwright Museum of American Indian Art. That is up on Museum Hill. It is part of the Curatorial and Conservation Series. Lunch is included, and there is an affordable price for a meal with some of the leading experts in the field.
It's Monday night, and you say to yourself, gee, there's nothing to do. You've had a bad day at work because it's Monday. You're back in your apartment, and the landlord's knocking on the door for the rent. This isn't just a chapter out of my own life, but nonetheless, you can get out of the house, and there are options. Here's two of them, Monday night. Southwest Seminars presents the talk, Tribal Law Issues in New Mexico, at 6 p.m. with William Paul Johnson. It's at the Hotel Santa Fe on Posada, Peralta. That's over by the Chicago Dog. It's admission at the door, 466-2775. You get out of that, let's say you get out of that about 8 o'clock. You can go over to the Odd Fellows Hall on Cerritos Road near Cordova. There's a swing dance on a Monday night. It doesn't get better than that. They'll give you a lesson for a really cheap price at 7 o'clock, and then you dance from 8 to 10, 473-0955. So that's cool, and that's a really good place. Sometimes they open up the doors when it's too hot in there, and it's really cool. I don't know what happens in the winter when it gets cold, but Monday night stuff, who would have thought?
All day, we're a seven-day-of-the-week town here.
Mm-hmm. We go to bed at 11 o'clock, but we're 7 days at least at it.
Yeah, yeah. So we got a lot of interesting submissions to the calendar this week, but this is my favorite one.
Let's hear it.
If you're interested in the performing arts and want to see some dance, this Sunday, the New Mexico School for Arts Dance is presenting a show called Blind Spot, a site-specific dance performance. It's happening this Sunday only. And if you want to see it, this is what you have to do. You have to go to the Santa Fe Rail Yard Underground Parking Garage, to the lowest level of the parking garage. The performance is happening at 3, 4, 5, and 6 p.m. If you want to know more, and I certainly do, you can call 995-3857, or you can visit the following website, nmschoolforthearts.org.
That's a good art school. I know some of the teachers there, and they're pretty darn good. It's Thursday morning. You're unemployed. You're thinking to yourself, gee, I wouldn't mind going into a bar at 9 o'clock and drowning my sorrows. But instead, you wander into the Staub Bar at the La Posada de Santa Fe on Pellis Avenue, and you find that there's a memoir writing workshop led by Sarah Eyestone, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. It's free. So let's get rid of all the jokes about drinking. If you want to learn about memoir writing, 9 o'clock to 11, Sarah will be giving a free workshop there Thursday morning at La Posada. That's pretty cool. Same thing, like you think, Monday night, what do I do? There's stuff to do. Thursday morning, what do I do? There's stuff to do. There's a phone number for that, too, 505-577-4491, Thursday mornings at La Posada in the Staub Bar.
The bar over there at Posada is a beautiful old room and would actually be the perfect place to...
You know what? Strangely enough, you're absolutely right, and I like that bar in the winter. I don't tend to go there in the summer, but it's such a cool winter bar. I love to go in there and sit by the fire sometimes, and of course, it's a haunted bar, which we can talk more about at Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I plug the Assistance Dogs of the West?
Please do.
They're graduating. They're having their 20th anniversary celebration for dogs trained and placed for people with disabilities, 6 o'clock. That's Thursday night, 988-1234. It's actually going to be at the James A. Little. And I'm hoping this week, no promises, to write a piece for the Daily Paper about that and how those dogs are used to help people, including sometimes in the courtrooms and including with kids. So they're a really great group. Please support them. If you like dogs and, you know, it's not a cute doggy show, they're really trained well. Sometimes you see people with them and you're like, you're not supposed to pet them. You know, they didn't want their dogs distracted. So, or at the very least, ask, which as a quick side note, you should always do. I got this pit bull boxer named Rio. I'm walking him along the Santa Fe River. He's 80 pounds. He's a little rough. There's no way I would go up to that dog. And people like come up, oh, and they want to pet him, which is dumb. And joggers, and I'm a former marathon runner. I'm out of shape these days, so don't ask me to run now unless somebody's husband's chasing me. But anyway, they run by and they're not paying attention to the dog. So be careful with dogs. We try to be friendly. Ask if you can pet a dog, including Assistance Dogs of the West. I don't think you should, but graduation again Thursday night. So let's plug them. How much time do we have left?
Oh, plenty. What do you got?
I don't know. I thought, oh, you're looking at the love and sex column. That's good. Let's read some of the letters, see what happens.
Let's see. We've got.
We should do a Dear Letters program the next time you and I get together. Let's throw out this calendar. Mary Charlotte's gone. She's probably in Bolivia or something. Let's just do have people ask us for advice, and we'll give them advice on like how to fix relationships and stuff. It'd just be one day. We're gonna get fired anyway, so.
Send us a letter. You can get the address for the station if you call the control room at 428-1382.
All right.
Let's see. This Sunday.
Sunday.
The Recovery Santa Fe and Friendship Club are hosting a celebration of those who have succeeded in overcoming addictions. Join them at the Friendship Club on Apache Avenue. It's for a free community event with food, fun, and an art show. It is going to be a positive, community-focused event that's at 1316 Apache Avenue this Sunday.
Really cool, really cool. You mentioned the Pecos Art Tour. Cerrillos is straight down Cerrillos Road. I mean, you can go on I-25 and then cut back, but just go south. You're going to run into the little village of Cerrillos, and tomorrow, 9 to 4, is the Fiesta de Cerrillos. Live music, food, drink, arts and crafts, classic and vintage car show. Kids' activities straight down Cerrillos. I don't think you have to pay to get in. Obviously, if you want to buy something from one of the artists, you got to pay, but that'd be pretty cool. Head on down there. Meanwhile, north of us, Chimayo, is the 18th annual High Road Art Tour. It's north of Española on New Mexico 76. It's 10 to 5 Saturdays and Sundays. You can check out highroadnewmexico.com and find out all about that. And I think tonight, I hadn't mentioned this yet, Max, is the Governor's Awards for Excellence in the Arts, which started in 1974, and regardless of which, you know, political persuasion the governor is, they keep this going, and they give it to artists around the state who they think are worthy of it. There's a bunch of them this year, from Irving Trujillo to Edgar Foster Daniels, William Clark, Vigil, Virgil Ortiz, Catalina Delgado Trunk, Vincent Figliola, Eric Renner, Nancy Spencer. They're all getting the Excellence for the Arts Awards tonight. The ceremony is, I'm trying to make it up as I go along, it's tonight at the Museum of Art, St. Francis Auditorium, Palace Avenue, at 5:15, and that's free. The reception and ceremony are free. Call New Mexico Arts today if you have questions about this, 827-6490. I think there's a reception for all these people at 3:30 at the Governor's Gallery, which is on the fourth floor of the Capitol. You can get in there easily. What everyone thinks of our politicians, by the way, I love the fact that you can walk into our state capitol You can walk in freely. Nobody stops you. You can go knock on the doors of representatives. You can go knock on the governor's door. Doesn't mean you'll find them there, but it's a pretty cool open capital, and I like that.
And there's some interesting art on the walls too.
There is. I mean, how to say this? It's usually conservative, and I don't mean right wing, but it's usually, you know, they're being careful not to offend people. But there is some art in there. Sometimes they do kids art in there, and they do statewide artists, and they might just be pretty landscapes and stuff. But it's pretty cool that they have that up there. So Friday, that's tonight. Governor's Awards for the Arts, and that is the cover story of Pasatiempo, your arts magazine for the Santa Fe New Mexican.
That's very cool. Let's see. I'm very interested to see on Sunday night at the Cowgirl, there's a Dick Dale and other surf rock cover band called the Surf Lords.
Sunday the 20th?
Sunday the 20th. The Surf Lords at the Cowgirl starting at 8:30. There's no cover. I am very excited to wander over there to the Cowgirl and see some surf shredding. Let's see. Also on Sunday, the Women's International Studies Center is sponsoring a talk at the Lenzic between Anita Hill, who is a professor
of
social policy law and law at Brandeis, and Beverly Guy Shettall, who is the director of the Women's Research and Resource Center at Spelman College. This session focuses on Title IX and its impact on campuses and communities and how it affects opportunities for women today. That's Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. If you'd like to know more and haven't memorized the Lenzic's phone number by now, it is 988-1234.
We talked about the Assistance Dogs graduation Thursday night at the James A. Little. It turns out that on Tuesday night at the George O'Keefe Museum in the Education Annex on Grant Avenue, there's going to be discussion about O'Keefe, as in Georgia, and her dogs. So I don't have any other information, but I'm already kind of fascinated. Hey, is that the outro music? I'm getting the hook, ain't I?
I'm hearing the music. Let's not forget DJ Prairie Dog every Tuesday at the Matador from 9 to 2.
What's the Matador with that guy?
We will never know.
No. I'll see you again. You want me to come on one more time before we both get ousted?
Robert, I would love to see you here again anytime. Robert Knott is joining us, as he does many Fridays, speaking of the arts.
I think I'm due back during the fun drive in a couple weeks.
We'll have you back.
That's when we can read letters to the editor. We can read letters at Vice columnists.
I'm looking forward to it.
Uh-huh.
You haven't heard The Last of Us, Santa Fe. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Maxwell Lucas.
I know that. You told me that earlier when I met you this morning.
We're sitting in for Mary Charlotte. She will be back in a few weeks.
That's what you think. I'm taking over the show.
In the meantime, you can follow her on Facebook and on Twitter at Radio Cafe MC.
I can't even follow her when I'm on the show with her.
I got a text during the show from the newsroom who Robert wants to remind you that the news does hourly weather updates all day long here on listener-supported KSFR. Stay tuned for BBC News, followed by local news from KSFR's award-winning news team, including the weather, and after that, jazz.
I love it. I love the weather, and I love that they do it. Thanks, man. Good seeing you, Max.
Adios, Robert.